it's Aubrey. Welcome to the What's New Now podcast. This is going to be really cool. Getting some new music in your ears. I got to sit down with Citra. They have a show at Vultures on October 7th. We were diving into the music, how they formed as a band, and I really hope you enjoy. What's up, guys? Why don't we go around the table, introduce yourselves. Who are you?
Hey, everyone. I'm Augie.
I'm Dan.
I'm MJ.
And I'm Bran, and we are Citra.
Citra, welcome, welcome. Excited to have you on and excited to share your story with all our listeners. I think they're going to enjoy you guys. So let's dive into you guys as a band. In your about section of your website, you go over when you were formed in 2015. How did that happen and what events led to all of you guys getting together and starting this band?
Well, we're all from other places. I'm from Florida. Brandon's from Wisconsin. Augie's from Wisconsin.
I'm from California.
But the band met on Craigslist. Brandon put an ad on Craigslist. I had a terrible night of work. I came home and I was like, this is awful. I need to join a band again because I've been playing music for a little while. And he was literally the first ad I saw. And we met up and we played over at Rocket's Base for like 3 hours. And we wrote like three songs and then he was like, oh, I know this guy, Augie, from Milwaukee. I was chatting with him. He used to play bass, but he wants to play guitar. Let's hang out with him. And then a week later, we all got together, and we wrote, like, two more songs. And that was basically how we wrote the first EP, was in about 5 hours. And then MJ was a guy that was just, like, coming to shows. Mm-hmm. We originally had a different bass player named Sean, who's lovely. But he moved to Philadelphia and he's a dad now. And then so
he's dad to us.
But also I briefly left the band and MJ actually was playing drums for the band. And then I moved back to Denver and Sean ended up moving to Philly and MJ, because he's a really, really good musician, decided he was gonna move over to bass and let me come back and play drums. So thank you.
Of course. You're welcome.
I like to make it confusing. We're going to quiz you at the end of this. Remember who played what, when.
Oh, no. All right. Well, that quiz will be handed out here at the end of this podcast. Make sure you're taking notes. I love that. All right. Let's talk about your most popular single, Air. That has tons of plays on Spotify. And I was looking. It has over 9,000 views on YouTube. Big congrats for that. That is super cool. How did this song come to be, and what is it about?
Yeah, that song went through a bunch of different phases, I think. We started it out...
Yeah, it was slow.
Just as an idea, it was real slow, and it probably went through a bunch of different, stages mm-hmm. and stuff. And then in the studio, we actually wrote the chorus.
A lot of it came together in the studio.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens. You have an awesome idea, and then once someone plays one little thing in there, and you're like, okay, let's change the entire idea.
Well, no, you literally walked in the practice room, and you said... make it a dance tune. And then it was like it just all clicked into place. It was cool. Make it dance.
That is pretty cool. I love it when it all just falls into place. Really cool to hear kind of the mechanics behind that song. And speaking of songs, I'm curious. I like to know what the inspirations for every band are. It's really cool to see if maybe you've picked up skills or tricks or sounds from people that you already listen to. What bands inspire you all as a band, and in what ways have they influenced your music?
We're all kind of
we're all a little different. I think we should all just say a couple. I'll start. For me, some big influences would be like Queens of the Stone Age.
They're bands that aren't actually bands.
Yeah, and I don't know. That's a good one for me. I feel like
me. MJ, mostly punk rock bands and stuff. Bands like the Bouncing Souls, Rancid, another band I won't name because they got in trouble, but yeah, lots of great bands.
I grew up just listening to whatever my mom was listening to, so it was like REM and Kansas and like late 80s Kenny Loggins, which was terrible.
Nice.
And yeah, my dad got me into like Aerosmith and Led Zeppelin, and I kind of took it from there.
I have a similar thing. I grew up, my brothers just played me all their music. So I think the first song I ever sang, I was like 3, and it was Poison.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's similar, actually. I remember the first CD I actually had was a 70s rock compilation album called Mullet's Rock.
Yes.
Nice. I've listened to that a million times. Yeah.
My first show and CD was the Wallflowers' One Headlight.
Dang.
That tour, and that was my first CD. I like them a lot still.
Nice.
Nice. That's super cool. Very diverse. Really cool to hear your inspirations and kind of what you grew up listening to. Let's dive into this show that you have at Vultures. This is going to be on October 7th. What can your listeners expect for this show, and what's your goal for the show?
They should expect me to play the drums.
Yeah. That's a good answer. Yeah.
Dan's going to play drums.
Dan's going to play drums.
I'm going to play bass.
MJ's going to play bass.
Yeah.
I'm going to play guitar.
That's Augie.
Oh, sorry. I'm Augie.
Yeah.
Brandon's going to play guitar and sing,
Brand.
Which is pretty cool. That's two things.
I get two. Dan sings. MJ sings.
Yeah, I guess we all kind of
sing now. Cool.
But he sings the most, so that's probably a little bit more impressive, I guess.
I think overall what they should expect is just a good time, you know? That's all we want. We want to go and have a good time. We want people to have a good time.
Yes.
There'll probably be like high fives happening and people just having a great time.
I'm going to be mad if I don't get a
high five. Someone will probably clap.
Yeah, so if you're looking for high fives and a good time,
and
October 7th, Vultures. Couple claps.
It'll be great.
Couple claps. Yeah.
See you there.
I'm sure there will be more than just a couple claps. And I'm glad that you guys are going to have a good time. I feel like it's going to be a good time. We always enjoy ourselves at Vultures. Going to be a cool show. All right, let's wrap it up with this question. Since this is the What's New Now podcast, we do want to know what's new in your world. Love to get an idea of what's going to come in the future. Are there any projects or songs that you're working on right now?
Hell yeah, there is.
There is.
We have three. Maybe four.
We got three singles coming out, and we're recording more. Our plan right now is to release those as singles for the next year. We're just going to keep recording and releasing singles. We got three in the box. Those are coming out this winter.
Yeah.
And then we're going to release those, and then we're hopefully going to put some kind of vinyl out at the end.
Yeah. Like that. That'd be amazing. Yeah. Release show is going to be October 2nd in Denver at Globe Hall, and we're going to play a bunch of new songs. Super exciting. And yeah, we're just really proud of what we've been working on. Ready to get it out there.
Nice. Cool. Super cool. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have in store for us. Thanks for sitting down, guys. Super fun. And I'm also looking forward to your show at Vultures on October 7th. That's going to be super cool. You can check out more details for that at vulturesrocks.com. You guys want to drop your socials or your website? Where do you want people to go to find stuff about you?
You can find us on the World Wide Web at www.citraband.com.
Love that. Got some ASMR action. And don't forget that quiz that you're going to get at the end of this podcast, too. Thanks, guys. Sweet. Big shout out to Citra for hanging out with us. And if you want to check out more episodes of the What's New Now podcast, they're all live at x1039radio.com or wherever you get podcasts. Share with your family, your friends, give it a like, subscribe, and be listening for that next episode. Thanks for listening.